I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night to you. Depending on where the hell you live, it might already be Friday morning. Regardless, I hope everybody listening to the sound of my voice gets much closer to Friday morning. I hope you get close to the sun rising again, damn it, okay? I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. My apologies for not being here longer. I've already been here for 3 hours. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm right on Peachtree. I can't even speak. Peachtree Street. It's too many C's, H's, T's, and Peachtree. Anyway, super producer and host Dave Shepard is coming to you live from New York City. What a night we've had. What a day we've had. The NBA in-season tournament finals is all set. Pacers are going to take on the Lakers. Tonight, we had a Thursday night football matchup. I thought it was going to be garbage. Score could have been 3-0, and I would have been like, yeah, sounds about right. But somehow, some way, both the Patriots and the Steelers, they were able to put up some points. And the Patriots win their third game of the season. How pathetic. And they beat the Steelers 21-18. Bailey Zappe had 3 touchdowns in the first half, and that's all the damn points that the Patriots had. If they would have played any longer, the team would have spontaneously combusted. Let me be careful before Shep hits the Shep, you're not going to hit the dump button if I say that again, right?
You said combust.
Yeah, that's what happens. 855-212. I'm sorry.
That's allowed.
Well, somebody said that they had a big O earlier today watching LeBron James, and that was dangerous.
Well, it was the context in which it was used, and I care too much about your show and your career to not be too careful with that stuff, you know?
Oh, do you? Let me not ask. Anyway.
No, you can ask me anything. I know you got a lot of calls.
Yeah, but in the context of watching a basketball player, it cannot be a big O feeling? It can't? I don't feel that way, but I get it, I think.
I mean, you can be – I mean, I know that there's been a few times, and I'm sure this has been the case for you, Jared, and I'm sure people can relate to this. When you – you know, people listening right now, of course, for free on the Odyssey app and whatnot, when you're watching something and you are just completely taken back by like the greatness of a LeBron James in year 21 or a Tiger Woods in 2019 winning the Masters when he hadn't done it for more than a decade. And you know, you get the point. You get the drift. Giannis going for 50 points and doesn't make a free throw all playoffs and then goes 17 for 19 in game six. You're just blown away. And you feel like you're in a daze because you can't believe someone just performed at that high of a level. But that's a very different feeling than feeling the kind of pleasure you do in the bedroom with someone, preferably of your choice.
No, but that feeling.
No, but what
that
is
that feeling? It doesn't just have to deal with sex. It doesn't.
That. But the way he was describing it was like it was the tipping point of and literally the climax of that particular activity. And I don't think that's appropriate for the JR Sport Brief. When I know how much you have earned in your career, and it all takes is one PD to say, "Man, why are they letting a fan talk like that on the JR Sport Brief?" And we love That's Greg. Fine. We love Greg in Michigan, but I don't want to jeopardize that.
People should hear me speak when I'm not on the air.
You sound the same.
No, I don't say the same words.
You don't curse. I mean, yes, have I heard you curse off air? I mean, yeah. You know, sporadically, but it doesn't happen often.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm dropping them, man.
You don't drop them. Come on.
I got the alphabet soup over here, bro.
I can't recall the last time you actually cursed, by the way. So even I'm talking off the air. You never. I've never had to. You know what's amazing? What? 2+ years working with you. I've never had to dump you, man.
Yeah, because I'm a professional. You think I'm going to sit up here and say wild? I say some wild stuff sometimes, but come on, man.
Hey, JR, love the previous guy before you in this nighttime slot. Legend. So glad he's feeling better, by the way. We love Scott Farrell on CBS Sports Radio.
What happened to him? He was sick?
Yeah, he had to have surgery. He was like 15
minutes.
Oh, no,
I didn't know Scott had surgery.
Yeah, he was basically 15 minutes. I don't want to get into too many details just to protect him, but he was about 15 minutes away from dying.
We just spoke to him like a month ago.
I know.
I'll shoot him a note.
Yeah. He'd really appreciate that, Jay. You know, I'm so glad you guys have the relationship you do. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
It was
I used to see Scott in the studio when I was doing WFAN at night. Yeah.
Right, like he had to replace like a left valve. Like it was he had to go to the ER. It was really he almost died.
Oh my God.
Scott Farrell almost died, which is crazy because he's a young man. And people know this listening to radio because you realize how young these guys are. Ralph Sorella, who was Howard's longtime stylist, Howard Stern, obviously, he just passed away about 24 hours ago.
All right, give us some good news.
The Patriots finally won a game. But the point to all that was, I love Scott Farrell, legend in this business. We probably dumped once a night.
I'm very careful about what I say.
Right, I understand that. Well, but Scott, love Scott, legend, but he would toe the line every now and then.
Yeah, well, I ain't doing that. I'll just say, listen, somebody sent me an email a couple of years ago. Hey, I like your show. You say ass too much. Because I feel like it. Because I can't say all the other words that I want to say, so I say ass.
And you can't say a four-letter word after the ass, though. That I know we can't do.
I've never said that.
I know. And there's a person, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a person we're going to play that some people might call that. And, yeah.
Alex Rodriguez?
Nope. Nope. This guy goes by three names.
Three names?
I said it.
Who goes by three names? Juan Manuel Marquez. He's a boxer.
He's in the media, and he's not the nicest human being in the world. And he doesn't look out for everybody.
Three names.
And I'll leave it at that.
Three names.
Yeah. I have no problem saying Charles Barkley. No, Charles Barkley is actually a great guy.
Yeah, I just saw Charles a couple weeks ago. Always a pleasure.
He's actually a great guy. And so is Shaq. I mean, they have egos, but they're both great guys.
Oh, they're great dudes.
Yeah. You know who's a good guy? He doesn't get the best rep, but he's actually a really good guy. Kenny Smith.
Oh, I love Kenny.
Right. Great dude.
I talked to Kenny, too.
Right.
You know what? At one point in time, I've threatened to fight all three of these guys.
you know,
for different reasons.
Whenever your last show is here,
yeah,
we got to get Charles Barkley on your show. Whenever your last show is, we got to get Barkley to come on.
Yeah, well, I mean,
he hasn't been on CBS Sports Radio in forever.
Say again.
He has not been on CBS Sports Radio forever.
Why not? Whose fault is that?
I guess it's the lazy producers here.
Oh wow!
I'm joking.
I see him every now and then.
Right.
I want to go tell you every place I see him. He just be minding his business.
Is it a place where Lou Williams goes?
Not the strip club.
Okay,
no.
Got it.
No, just Charles. Just be outside like everybody else. Just mind his business and. Yeah. Sitting back having a cold one. Nothing wrong with that.
JR, you know the three name guy I'm talking about, right? JR, who's an individual in sports that emphasizes that you call him three names every single time you come across him? I'm not saying you. I'm saying you in a general sense. And he has to let everybody know in any situation he's the greatest at what he does. He deserves to get the most amount of money. And he is not... exactly in the business of holding his hand out and helping people come up.
Damn.
Yeah, I said
it. You expressing yourself, who are you talking about?
Stephen A. Smith.
A is a name?
Yeah, well,
A stand for?
Well, A is a word. It's a.
It is A is a word?
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Stephen A. Smith? But,
well, so
but
Stephen
it's
A is a word in the dictionary. That's a word. It's one of the most common words in the English language.
What is that? Is that an abbreviation for his middle name? Which is his middle name?
I don't know. I know that in order for him to distinguish himself, he couldn't just go by his name. He had to be, all cute with it. So,
bruh, I don't even go by a name. I don't even have a name. I'm just JR from the JR Sport Brief.
Well,
that's
I actually know your name. I know your name. Most people do not. I'm not going to say it, but yeah, I know your full name. Let's put it that way.
Well, that's perfectly fine.
Yes.
But the point is, I don't publicly go by a name. So
I realize that.
You're talking about him. I don't go by nothing. So.
Most people know your last. I mean, but for the record, we know it's not Brief. Most people do know your last name.
Well, then you'd have to dump me every day now.
No.
Brief?
No.
Sport Brief?
Yeah.
Some guy selling underwear.
Well, we wouldn't have to. Yeah, I mean, but most people know your last name. Most people don't know your whole name, though. And it's a great name, by the way.
Oh, great, terrific.
Yeah.
So what do we do now? We play Clue? Like, what are we doing?
No, I'm just saying. Like, I find it funny that you do have a really nice sounding name, and you don't use that, but you do use JR Sport Brief, which is catchy. But you would have to me. The same kind of recognition and success if you just did your birth name. That's just my opinion.
Well, the point is not to necessarily brand me. It's to brand the brand, man.
No, I get that. So you say
JR Sport Brief.
No, I understand that. Why did you call it Sport Brief, by the way? I've never asked you that question.
Because it's something that's applicable to everything that I've done so far.
So in other words, you obviously are really good at talking about sports and you want to keep it brief? Is that, am I oversimplifying this?
That was the idea on YouTube. I said if I could do a sport brief, it could be on YouTube, it could be on TV, it could be on radio, it could be on a shirt. And guess what I've done?
You've succeeded. You've succeeded at that, man.
I've done all of it.
Yes, you have.
So it worked out. And now I'm just sitting here talking about your relationship, talking about a guy who can't say the big old word on the radio. And I'm just chilling.
Well, listen, Jared, when the Lakers are up 40-plus points against the Pelicans in a semifinal game in the NBA in-season inaugural Vegas tournament, see if we got through that. And then you also have a situation where you had arguably the worst Thursday night football game of the entire season. And that's saying something, considering how lousy Thursday night football games are. Sometimes we got to deviate from those every once in a while.
Yeah, no, the games today stunk.
Yes, they did.
Like, they sucked. If this was a good football game, you think we'd be sitting here talking about my name? Like, come on.
Although I'm going to shut up now because I know we got a lot of people that want to, of course, talk to JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on the line. But you know what? Since the game sucks so bad, let's just listen to these Patriot touchdowns because they're so few and far in between. This is from Ezekiel Elliott. What did he do? He caught a touchdown pass from Bailey Zappe in the first quarter. Listen to this. This is all the Patriots radio network.
Bailey takes the snap. He throws it right for Elliott. Makes the catch at the 10. Turns it right at the 5. A dive to the end zone. The Patriots with a touchdown take the lead on the game's first series here in Pittsburgh.
I feel like I'm listening to the Kentucky Derby. The Patriots scored another touchdown. How about that? A rarity. This is Hunter Henry.
Three to the left, wide side of the field. Henry stands up off the right side. He's got three touchdown catches this year. The snap, shoulder high for Zappe. Drops back, throws back in the end zone. Henry reaches up. He's got his fourth touchdown catch as the Patriots add to their lead.
Okay, all right. It's two touchdown passes by the Patriots. Wow. Mac Jones, every touchdown pass, a little bit of his football career dies. Hey, Hunter Henry with another one. Listen.
And now he motions to the left, the ball on the right hash of the 24. Zappe off a play, throws to left. Henry in the end zone, makes the catch, dives in! Touchdown, Patriots!
The Patriots radio announcers have had nothing to be excited about all season long. Nothing. Oh, yeah, and by the way, those were the only points that they scored. All in the first half, 21 points. They scored nothing else. And they ended up beating the Steelers 21-18. Shows you how much the Patriots, how much the Steelers can do. They did nothing. Nothing. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Michael is calling from Arkansas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Michael?
Hey, JR. Listen, I was reading an article about Steph, the phenomenal three-point shooter for the Warriors, who has extraordinary – in this article, they said he has beyond extraordinary hand-eye coordination. And when you're talking about hand-eye coordination, you're actually talking about a neurotransmitter called dopamine. That's the bottom line. Now, also, Steph Curry also has a bunch of oxytocin because he has, like, the best marriage in the world. And oxytocin and dopamine have everything to do with good marriages, good friends, sportsmanship – everything good, okay?
Okay. Do you now, have so some of that stuff, too? You have some?
Actually, just Google it. Just Google natural stimulation of oxytocin, natural stimulation of dopamine, natural stimulation of brain chemistry.
Yeah, I know. It comes out of my pituitary gland, but I'm asking, do you have some?
Among, depending upon the neurotransmitter. And so I'm into sports psychology, not that I'm a sports fan, but
are you a doctor?
The psychology of sports is pretty interesting.
Yeah, I've heard. Are you a doctor?
Because of life experiences,
right.
I just have a big interest in it. I'm an advocate for the homeless people, and a lot of homeless people have mental issues like schizophrenia. I'm talking about schizophrenia. I have a guy in my program who is, he just swears. Every other word is a cuss word.
Why are we talking about this again?
Well, because of the effect in sports, is hand-eye coordination, teammanship, sportsmanship. Dopamine makes you want to be healthy. Where if you don't have dopamine, you're going to want to live a lifestyle that's unhealthy. And being healthy is very important in sports, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, Tom Brady, he was huge, a huge health nut. I mean, he was so focused on being healthy, it was amazing.
Yeah, he didn't eat tomatoes. He's like, the tomatoes are not good for me,
Well, cooked tomatoes are. There is a chemical in tomatoes. When you cook them, it's okay. But and also the skins aren't good.
What?
So you want to remove.
Hey, Michael, here's a better question. What don't you know about?
I'm not that smart, but I have a teacher who is brilliant. And his name is Jesus, who knows everything about everything.
Oh, okay.
And
I didn't see that coming.
So I totally listen to
Jesus. Yeah, a lot of people do. I ain't got no problem. Me and Jesus cool, too, bro. It's okay. I thought you were going to tell me about,
Bible,
like, Doogie Howser or something like that.
Yeah.
Doogie Howser?
Well, okay. In the Bible, God says, I am the great physician, and I have medicine from the earth for your health. And so, there's a bean called the velvet bean. Just remember that, velvet bean. And
velvet?
Velvet. It's a bean from
like the
Indian
cake?
Places.
And the fabric?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Velvet bean. And it's five, if you had a 100 pounds of velvet beans, you could extract 5 pounds of supernatural bioavailable dopamine from it.
I was going to say thank you. I'm just interested in the dopamine at this point.
Yeah, well, velvet beans. You Google velvet beans dopamine.
Okay.
And this is so extraordinary.
Can I say
that? If people in India, they eat a lot of these velvet beans, and it actually makes them immune to snake bites, even cobras and black mambas.
All right. Have you been to India?
No, but
I have. I've never seen no velvet beans, but I'll look for it the next time I go, okay?
Yeah, no, they use this velvet
bean. No, I'm going to ask. It's okay. I'm going to WhatsApp some Indian friends of mine, okay?
Oh, yeah. No, they'll know about it.
Okay. Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate you. What part of Arkansas are you calling from?
Northwest Arkansas, and give a shout-out to Hunter Henry. He's a Razorback, and he has phenomenal hand-eye coordination.
He does. I heard that.
Yeah, it's even back, you know, when he was a Razorback, man.
Yeah,
when
that hand-eye coordination will do it for sports. Thank you, Michael. Have a good night.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Happy holidays, no doubt. Velvet beans and dopamine. I'm going to put that on the shirt. Wow. That was a lot of great information. Shep, how much of that you going to apply to your life?
Not a lot, but I appreciate the message. I appreciate how transparent he was about his teacher, and I felt like I was at a sermon.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
Not me. I thought he was talking about something else for a while. I didn't know what he was talking about. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to find me some dopamine. It's in my body already, right? Shep, it's in my body?
Does it need to
be released?
Yes, it is in your body, yes.
I just need to release it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do in the commercial break, okay? I'm going to release my dopamine, and then I'm going to be back to take more of your calls if I'm still on the air. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Belichick needs some of this. He does.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen, you do a great job, man. Before I ask my question, I just want to say I've heard you a couple of times on here. You always have great content, and you got a great sense of humor, and I enjoy listening to you. So I want to start out by saying that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You know, amongst all of the, I don't want to say coach bashing, but we've talked about Bill Belichick tonight, obviously Mike Tomlin. People are ready to take a big old crap on him. Michigan, and we had a caller mention this. Oh, I need Harbaugh to come coach my team. I think it was the Steelers. Well, it's been reported by Richard Johnson that Michigan is in the process of trying to put together a contract with Jim Harbaugh, a potential 5-year, $55 million deal to keep him as the Wolverines coach through the 2028 season. And this is the same Jim Harbaugh that has pretty much openly flirted with the NFL, it feels like, every single season. And so I don't know if throwing this dude $55 million is going to make too much of a difference, because I really feel like, you know, who's to say that the Raiders, Mark Davis, doesn't just wake up one day and say, hey, dude, here's a 6-year deal. Here's a 10-year deal. I mean, we've seen it before. Who's to say that he's not going to do that? So I don't know if that's going to be the case. Jim Harbaugh, I think, still, regardless of what happens, is destined to go right back to the NFL. I think it's an itch that he hasn't scratched. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. A gentleman named Orlando is calling from Tennessee. You're on the CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hello, JR. Thanks for the call, man.
Sure. What's up?
Hey, it's time for Tomlin to leave, man.
Oh, damn.
It's time for him to go. It's time for him to be held accountable. We hadn't had any luck since we passed on Jalen Hurts, man. I agree with Shep. It's the quarterback problem. We need a quarterback. They passed on Jalen Hurts, and we've been cursed ever since. That's the problem.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Orlando.
All right, man. Have a good night.
No doubt. Yeah, I mean, well, there's a lot of people that passed on Jalen Hurts, and Jalen Hurts is, in the most polite of ways, keen on telling you that they passed on him. So is that really an indictment on the Steelers? I don't know about that. Glenn is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, how you doing? It's been a while.
I'm good, man. What's, you got me on speaker? Can you take it off?
Yeah, just give me a second. Just give me like
You got about 1 second, 2 seconds.
Glenn's a veteran. Glenn, you know better.
All right. That's a long-ass time. He's still there. I didn't hang up on him. Hey, Wayne is calling from South Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Wayne?
What's up, JR? What's Wayne Banks, long-time Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Okay.
And love Mike Tomlin, but I don't think we'll win another game until he put the best quarterback we got on the field, and that's Mason Rudolph.
Oh.
Nobody fears Pickett or whatever his name is, and nobody definitely don't fear a Trubisky.
A what?
Trubisky or whatever his name is. The one they got from the Bills, Mitchell something.
The Bills.
The one that couldn't beat a backup quarterback tonight.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you, Wayne.
I think Mason Rudolph can get us there.
All right. His helmet isn't stuck in his forehead no more?
No. It's loose now.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I saw him get a helmet swung in his head. Well, thank you, Wayne. You be safe, okay?
All right. You too now.
All right. No doubt. Yeah, I saw Myles Garrett swing a helmet into his dome. Glenn, go ahead, man.
Ah, sorry about that, man. A couple things. First off, I've got an idea for the NBA in-season tournament. Do it like the actual FA Cup. Have teams from all over North America, not just NBA teams, make it a straight knockout. It probably never happened.
Teams from all – I mean, what teams in North America?
Like G League teams, other leagues, and make it exactly like they did the FA.
Wait. But, you want to see an NBA team versus a G League team?
I'm just saying a straight knockout, open draw. Anyone can play anyone. I've seen things happen. I've seen third division teams in England beat Premier League.
You think a G League team is going to beat an NBA team?
Probably not. It happens.
But
it's probably not going to happen. But in terms of the Thursday night game, I was telling your man Shep, I'm a Patriots fan. I didn't even know they were playing because I work evenings, and I didn't even know they were playing. So,
well, are you happy that they picked up their third victory? Are you happy about that?
Yes and no. Yes, because I'm a Patriots fan. I want them to win. But no, because the better the draft pick, the more – I honestly don't know what they should do, just draft or trade down and get like two or three draft picks because you're not one player away from winning.
Is Belichick done? Is he finished? Is Belichick done in New England?
This is – if the owner can convince him to stay on as a head coach and drop his GM duties, I would say he's not done. But I don't think he has the ego to do that.
Yeah, I don't think Robert Kraft is going to be on his hands and knees begging him to stick around, man. I don't think so.
Yeah. I do have one question for you.
Yes.
Okay. When it comes to the Patriots, would you, if you get, say, the third pick, second or third pick, do you trade – would you trade down to get like four or five picks? Because that third pick's going to be probably a very good player. Would you trade down to get like the
it depends on what quarterback would be available, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's tough. I mean, the Patriots need a QB, and unfortunately for them, Bill Belichick can't put this guy's name? He can't put Mac Bailey's Jones out in a box and send him back to Alabama.
Yeah. But also, they need O-line help. They need in-line help.
They need to talk to our last caller. Well, thank you, Glenn. Yeah. Thank you for calling from Toronto. They need to talk to our last caller. They need that dopamine. That's what they need. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Somebody else who needs it, he lost tonight too. It's Damian Lillard. But I'm sure he would rather lose an experience here in the in-season tournament than lose in the finals. But then again, Damian Lillard, he ain't been there either. We're going to hear from Damian Lillard on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get more of your calls in.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
But I'm going to get off the radio. I just want to let you know I commend you for what you're doing, JR. That's great what you're up there doing, the speaking engagements and talking to these college students. So we need more of that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. A little bit of a surprise that the Patriots were able to put up three touchdowns in the first half of their game. They didn't need anything else after that. They beat the Steelers 21-18. I'll tell you this, though. This was surprising to see the Indiana Pacers just take care of the Milwaukee Bucks the way they did, 128-119. This took place earlier in the evening because there were two basketball games at the same venue in Las Vegas. And the Indiana Pacers, their bench went out there and outscored the Milwaukee Bucks 43-13. If your bench can only score 13 points and the other team's bench can go out there and score 43, I think you're assed out. It's really that simple. And now we even got the report that Bobby Portis, after the game, he decided to challenge the head coach, new head coach, mind you, of the Milwaukee Bucks, Adrian Griffin, and decided to challenge his teammates to go out there and do better. And we know this is a new team. Damian Lillard trying to mend and mesh with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yet let Giannis get his points. Let Damian Lillard be the closer. Tonight, Giannis had 37 points and 10 rebounds. Damian Lillard, 7 of 20 from the field. 24 points. It's an ugly game for Damian Lillard. Tyrese Halliburton, I told you about his 27 points and 15 assists. And at one point in time, after knocking down a big three late in the game, Tyrese Halliburton tapped his watch like he was Damian Lillard. And so Damian Lillard pretty much said, man, it's cool for you to do that, man, but, you know, be humble. Because there's going to be times where things do not go your way. This is Damian Lillard talking about the play-in tournament experience and taking that out.
It's something to get up for, you know. It's some new excitement, and you know, it's a prize in the end that everybody's kind of hunting for. And then you look at the, you know, the trip to Vegas, and they roll out the red carpet, just all of the different things that they've made of it, you know, you get to be a part of it, and it's like, man, this is, you know, it's pretty special. I think more than anything, it's an opportunity for us to build from. You know, it gives us something to build off of. I think in some of the games where we've struggled most, you know, there's a lot of things that we can take away from it. And each of those games is very similar, you know, in the areas that we struggled and the things that we didn't do well enough.
Yeah, well, now he can go back to Milwaukee. I mean, what else? There's only going to be one more game on Saturday. That's the NBA in-season tournament finale or final. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Nick is here from Pittsburgh. What's on your mind, Nick?
Hey, JR, how you doing, brother?
Good. What's up?
Nothing. I'm a big fan. Listen to you every chance I get on my way home from work. I just want to discuss the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin a little bit. Listen, born and raised in Pittsburgh. You know, I'm a big Steelers fan, always have been. But to be honest with you, man, the franchise is just stale. You know, we're at like a standpoint. Like, I'm just no longer a big fan of Mike Tomlin and his ways, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, yes, the man has never had a losing season, and he should be extremely commended for that. That is extremely hard to do, and it has never been done. However, I mean, how many seasons has he gone 500 or, you know, now 9-8? I mean, it's just, it's middle of the road. I mean, I want to see some playoff wins. I want to see some deep playoff runs. I want to see Super Bowls. I mean, he hasn't won a playoff game since like 2016. They made it to the playoffs the COVID season where Baker Mayfield and the Browns smacked them all over the place in a straight shootout. I mean, I'm just kind of getting tired of the complacency. You know, I just want to see more. I think they need to just make some changes. You know, Matt Canada was a step in the right direction, but was he a scapegoat in all this? Because so far, you know, they're just losing games to two of the worst teams in the league. I mean, something's got to change, man. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you got to roll this out. I think it's less about Mike Tomlin and more about the quarterback that he has out there. That's it. I mean, it's one thing to have all these years with Ben Roethlisberger, and throughout his career, you know, he went through a transformation. He went from someone who would typically hand the ball over to the bus, and Ben Roethlisberger would go through games, and we live in a different NFL. You know, I'd look at games with Ben Roethlisberger. He ended up throwing the ball 18 times. And then towards the end of his career, as they started to open things up, I mean, he's thrown a ball 40-plus times. It started to get ridiculous. And it's just real clear right now. And we watched this game earlier this week, the awesomeness of Jake Browning, C.J. Beathard. Like, nobody wants to see them out there. But the fact is, they were able to go out there and have decent games because they were throwing the ball around. And if you don't got somebody who can do that, you're underwater. And Kenny Pickett ain't that guy to throw the ball around. I know there was so much criticism about him before he even got drafted. How big are his hands? Are his hands small enough? Are they going to hold up in Pittsburgh? I just know this. He stunk. I mean, and thank you, Nick, for calling from Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin can talk all he wants about, oh, well, look at his crunch time numbers in the fourth. Well, who cares? Maybe you don't have to reach desperation and crunch time if you're actually winning in the first three quarters. Like, why you got to give people heart attacks at the end of these games? It's wholly unnecessary. But the quarterback can't take the lead, can't hold it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Shep, so what's the deal? Like, the people at TNT and ESPN, they just did, like, shows next to each other and then they did guest spots, right?
Yeah, so I know Stephen A. and Mike Wilbon weren't paid to do this, but just out of their respect for the NBA on TNT, they stayed after and did Inside the NBA with Ernie, Charles, Kenny, and Shaq. And so I thought that was, to your point, JR, we don't see that all too often. Obviously, we know who the cream of the crop is in covering basketball, that being TNT. But yeah, it was cool to see them all together as a collaboration.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Well, let's hear. This is from TNT, right?
Yes, sir.
So this is Stephen A. Smith and Michael Wilbon. They're hanging out with Charles Barkley and Kenny and Ernie and Shaq.
Guys that we are friends with, guys that we've known for a long time, but rarely are at the same event at the same time are here. Stephen A. Smith is here. Michael Wilbon is here from ESPN. Guys, it's been fun being on your show earlier. You guys were on ours, and thanks for sticking around even though you're not working to be on this show tonight.
It is an honor and a privilege to be with y'all, especially. And listen, everybody up here has been a brother of mine for the last 20 years. I mean, I don't like to admit this too much, but I love y'all. I love the hell out of y'all. So it's just good to be here.
And I said this earlier. I just want to thank Mike Wilbon for being a friend, a mentor. You and Ahmad have always been there for me. I get y'all advice on all my business stuff. I want to say thank you. I love you, brother.
Were they chanting Kobe in the background? I guess they were,
yes,
right?
Yes, they were.
I was like, they chanting Kobe? Oh, well, I mean, I know they're in Vegas. It ain't far from Los Angeles. Ain't nothing but a four-hour drive away, if that. Yeah, why not? People should chant Kobe anytime they get a chance.
You know
why
what?
Not?
There's a hell of a lot of amount of people that you could chant for that would be inferior than Kobe Bryant. So good on them.
Yeah, good for them. They could have been chanting Stephen A. Smith, right?
When you have those other five guys on the table, no. Stephen A. Smith would be the last guy they would chant.
Yeah. Michael Wilbon? First, before?
Over Stephen A, yeah. 100%. 100%. Because Stephen A, look, I'm not, it's not even because I dislike the person. He's polarizing. Michael Wilbon is revered. Stephen A. Smith ain't revered.
He's respected, I guess, right?
By he's known, and I think he's had success in his genre of the medium.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say he's well respected. I think he's definitely has a platform for sure. He's got influence on the sport. He's got influence in sports.
He's been doing videos where people are asking him whether he likes, you know, TNA or T and A. And this is what he's sitting down doing right now.
Right.
He's,
He
wants to host a variety show. That's
yeah,
why he's doing
yeah.
this.
Yeah. I promise you Vince Scully was not doing that at his peak. Ralph Willard was not doing that at his peak. Frank DeFord was not doing that at his
peak.
They
didn't have Twitter.
They wouldn't have done it. They wouldn't have done it.
Oh, I wouldn't do it either.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He's more in the business of being famous and celebrated than he is in actual journalism. So Mike Wilbon, exact opposite.
Well, I mean, yeah, the Philadelphia Inquirer a long time ago now, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, long gone. 855-212-4CBS. Ralph is here from Miami. What's up, Ralph?
Good afternoon, Jerry. Thank you for having me on the show.
Are you okay?
When you come? Yeah, I'm okay.
Are you,
I'm fine,
you in the bathroom?
Yes, Jerry, I apologize about that.
Oh, no, Ralph, man. We're at the end of the show, Ralph.
You shouldn't admit that, Ralph.
Was he peeing? Like, what was he doing?
What do I
do now?
Just say
like, I don't know what to say. Like,
well, Kevin is not in the bathroom. I know that for a fact. And Ralph is usually not in the bathroom either. Ralph has much better calls than that.
Yeah, go ahead, Kevin. We at the end of the show, Kevin. Go ahead.
Hey, JR, I got the last call, right?
You might. Go ahead.
You have the best sports radio show in America. I'll tell you this. Yep. So.
We're limited on time.
I'm crying right now, man, because you came on in 2020, man.
Yep. I know.
You have the best sports show in America.
Well, thanks. You getting rid of me or something? You know something I don't know?
No, you. JR, man, I want to meet you. I want to meet you front to front.
So come to Atlanta. Come to Atlanta.
Golly, I got to go to Buford, Georgia, or what?
Oh, Buford. Up there. I ain't in Buford. I'm in the middle of the city, man.
You're downtown Atlanta?
Who, what?
Golly, dude, we got connected. We do. Hold on. What? Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
What? Weird question. 49ers.
Oh, really?
49ers over the Ravens, okay?
Okay.
All right, deal. Is that it?
No. That's not
it. It has to be it because the show is over now, man.
Okay.
That was more rhetorical, Kevin.
I still love you. I always love you.
I love you, too. Let me know when you come to Atlanta, okay?
Where you at?
What do you mean where? Where am I at? The studio is in Midtown on Peachtree.
Peachtree. Okay.
Yeah, Midtown, Peachtree Street. Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
All right. Appreciate you, Kevin. Let me know when you come to town, all right? I'm easy to find.
Might be.
No, not might be M. Hey, Kevin, take it easy, man. We got to roll.
I love you.
I love you too, Kevin.
I love you.
I love you too. That man will be the last person that tells me that they love me today. How miserable of a life do I have?
I love you, JR.
I love you too, Shep. That makes it better. You and him back to back. Nobody else will tell me they love me tonight. I will go and cry myself to sleep. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Rich Herrera is coming up next. Thank you so much to Shep. Yo, be cool, be safe, be well.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Did you know that most people will wait 26 days to see an OBGYN? If you're dealing with a vaginal infection, herpes outbreak, or STI symptoms, you already know that's too long to wait. At HelloWisp.com, you can get a prescription in as little as 3 hours. Connect with a doctor online and have the care you need delivered discreetly to your home for free, or sent to your local pharmacy for same-day pickup in all 50 states. Use code GETITON, GETITON, for 20% off all orders, only at HelloWisp.com. That's HelloWisp.com.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.